Oh my God. We're late for the first time in a while.
Wow.
When was the last time we were late? It's been a while. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DMVR Nuggets podcast.
Let's go!
Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. You know, Deb undersold it. I made money last night.
Really?
But it was because my parlay, the two threes from three different guys, that hit, and that was like 3.5 to 1, you know? So you won a bunch of money there.
Who did Dev have? Dennis Schroeder, points, rebounds, assists?
Who was his guy? Do you remember?
I don't know.
It had to have been that.
The guy behind us at the DNVR bar had out one Vlatko Chanchar three, and the last 5 minutes, he was in hell. He was in absolute hell.
Imagine making the one Vlatko Chanchar three your bet. That's the bet you're going for. That's a real one, man.
He was waiting around all night.
That's a real one when you go for the Vlatko three. You know what? I'm with it. I might go for it next game. We got a fun show for you guys today. Contrary to what you might think, we're not going to talk about Melo Jokic. Eric, he's a late scratch for the show. Vote wasn't alive during that era, and Wynn was just a baby.
I wasn't that young.
How old were you in 2003?
So I remember 2009 was senior year of high school.
Okay.
Because I remember the 09 run.
So you're in elementary school, basically. By when he was drafted.
The earlier years.
Yeah. So we'll wait to talk some of this. Maybe we'll do it a little bit tomorrow on the pregame or postgame. Maybe both. Who knows? We'll go into that. But we were blessed with some content dropped right into our lap right before we went live. And that there's a midseason survey we're going to get to. We love surveys.
We do.
Because they either make us really happy or
surveys,
really mad.
Surveys, rankings, polls,
stock reports.
Just feed us.
So we'll get into a little bit of that. And then I have some fun trivia games. We're going to go back to the auction. You guys, we're going to auction again later on.
Love it.
You two going up against each other in an auction.
What could go wrong?
And then even later.
Any Christian Brown props on this auction?
It's a Jokic-centric auction.
Okay, good.
Career Jokic auction and season Jokic auction. And then later on, we're going to do a little trivia that I think there's a method to the madness. It'll create some talking points, but I think it's also going to blow your guys' minds. But first, our top story today. A new survey dropped wind. Tell me, first of all, what is this survey?
It is called the NBA Midseason Media Survey.
Oh, classic.
NBA.com, our pal Mark Medina, polled 30 media members, 30 beat reporters, one from each market.
Okay.
Pretty much one from each team.
So it's definitely Singer.
Probably Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't you, it wasn't me.
I think it's probably Singer. It might have been maybe Mike. Dempsey.
Maybe. Yeah. But, two from New York, two from LA, one from each team, I think. 30 total votes for each of these questions.
Okay. Let's walk through it. Let's just go through it. Let's break it all down. The ones that are non-Nuggets, it's fine.
We can just start at the top here.
Yeah.
Who are the 10 best teams in the NBA right now? I think Kale has the link as well.
Oh, look at that timing.
10 best teams in the NBA right now. A nice Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum graphic to lead us off there.
Okay.
Boston. The best team in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, the second best team. Hmm. The Denver Nuggets, the third best team in the NBA right now, according to these 30 media members.
What's interesting about this to me, Boston gets a lot of the first place votes. If you were to ask me, I probably would have them number one right now. I think Denver's close, but they've kind of, I don't know. I give them the edge, even though they're kind of faltering a little bit. I'm going to try not to be a homer.
Sure.
I am surprised, though, that Brooklyn got the second most first place votes. And then Denver did not get any first place votes. Denver won the average, but they did not get any first place votes, which I think is kind of surprising to me. Is it surprising to you?
Well, I wonder, I would imagine whether they would admit it or not, anyone who voted probably packed some playoff projection into there. And so they're giving benefits of the doubt to a Milwaukee. They're seeing the sheer talent of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And saying, okay, that's probably enough. Whereas they view the Nuggets as more of a question mark in the playoffs. And in that case, fair enough. Although I do think in the regular season here, Denver's win profile is rapidly ascending with each week.
Here's why this isn't very scientific. And I don't get mad at people for these types of things. You have to go off of both like looking at the standings and some of the metrics and the eye test. And if you're polling one person from each market, like, I couldn't tell you the latest on Toronto Raptors.
Sure.
I couldn't because I haven't looked for like a week or two.
It's not
great. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I assume. But what I'm saying is I remember the Nuggets playing, and I think they won the game like 4 weeks ago on national TV, and there was a bunch of people who I like being like, man, Denver is frauds. And if that's the game you watched, I would agree. Denver played no defense. They were winning games like 130 to 125, and if you watched that, you'd be like, that ain't going to fly all year. Over the last couple weeks, they have, but I imagine some of these people that have Denver 7th, there's four people that put Denver 7th, five that put them 6th. I'm guessing those are people that haven't watched them, and I can't blame you for that. Like, Denver, we're buying them because of the last 3 weeks.
But right? They have had multiple national TV wins over good teams in these last 3 weeks.
Yeah, but look, man, I haven't watched every nationally televised game either.
Sure, sure.
I'm just saying it's not that crazy to me to be like, oh, yeah, I watched three Nuggets games in November and December, and, man, that team, like, come on. Yeah. Why are people buying this team?
I know, but usually it was like national TV games, oh, this is a chance for everybody to see the Nuggets, and they would lay an egg.
Yeah.
Right now, they're actually kind of the national TV Nuggets. Like, they're
trying to think of a good team that maybe I haven't watched a whole lot of lately. Like Dallas, honestly.
Philly. I can't remember the last 76ers game I watched.
For me, it's Dallas, and I know they've been winning. Like, I've been following that part. But just if you told me, like, how are they winning, I'd be like, I bet Luka's been great. I don't know. I mean,
it's because every Dallas game you can just think about and simulate in your head. And that's exactly how it goes.
We also talk so much about how narratives are formed in the first few weeks, even month of a season. And look, the narrative, even on this show, and rightfully so at the time, was until they play defense, you can't buy this group. And so that's probably the sort of bird's eye view on Denver, even to this day, for the average viewer.
I will say that I think only five teams got first or second place, or we got second place votes. Boston, Milwaukee, Denver, Brooklyn, Memphis. To me, that seems like more of a consensus top five than like the list drops off even when you look at the accumulation. So Denver, I do think winning some of the hearts and minds of the people. And I actually think that third is appropriate.
Another month like this and they would be one.
Yeah,
you know? I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
All right.
We have which team is poised to make a big second half run? Golden State Warriors, 43%. And the LA Clippers, 27%.
People are still on the Clippers bandwagon.
People still love the Clippers.
Don't, it's awesome. Warriors, a lock. They're going to do it, man. Like, I think they're going to be the sixth seed. Mm-hmm. Clippers, like, come on, man. What are people buying here?
The same thing they were buying at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
A bunch of bullshit.
Hold on. Can I tell you guys an interesting one, though? You know who's not mentioned in this entire list? And by the way, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams listed. Do you know who's not mentioned?
Who's that?
The Phoenix Suns. Mm. They make up 0% of the votes
here. People are just out on the Suns.
They're also a team that's in that tier of, like, who would you pick here? Nobody's buying the Suns, man. The issues with Phoenix might be deep.
And everybody knows about it.
They also could be undefeated, and there would still be one person who's like, I watched the playoffs last year, and I'm not sure.
There you go. Alrighty. What else?
Which team will represent the East in the finals?
Okay.
Boston, 57% of the vote. That's crazy. Then which team will represent the West? The Clippers, guys.
What is going on? What are we missing here?
I've been wondering that question all season.
I don't know, man. The Clippers, I have gotten this benefit of the doubt that people...
That nobody else gets!
Definitely not Denver, right? Yeah. I think they've been very comparable over the years, and for whatever reason, the Clippers are the team. Well, when they're healthy, that's championship pedigree. And look, man, I think that team gets a lot of credit for Kawhi's Toronto run, and he hasn't made that run in Los Angeles. And look, I know that they actually have... They've been competitive every year since those moves. But as far as the, oh, man, this is the buzzsaw everyone's afraid of. I've not feared that team.
How can you believe
it? Here's the thing. Do you know how good the Clippers were the last time they were fully healthy? Not quite as good as the Nuggets.
I know. Odds on favorites then, too. Odds
not quite. Favorites. They were this exact team. I don't get it, man. That one's wild to me. If they would have said Warriors, I would have respected it. Denver is right behind them, though, 30%. So only one fewer vote for Denver. Yeah. So, and then Memphis below them, Golden State 10%. My own personal list probably would go like Denver, Golden State, Memphis, Dallas. Clippers would be.
I would have Dallas list. Above the Clippers for sure.
All right.
Which team will win the 2023 NBA Finals? Boston, Milwaukee, Brooklyn,
man,
and the Clippers getting some votes.
Oh, man. I got to say, I'm pretty, like, the scrappy small market Boston Celtics getting their due.
The this return awesome. Of the Eastern Conference.
This is
year.
Great. You know,
all right.
Good for hoops.
I mean, I might be wrong on this. I might live to regret this. I'm not buying Brooklyn. I'm just not. as a championship team. I'm just not. I mean, I know a lot of people are. I know they've been great. I mean, Kevin Durant's now going to be out for a bit, but I'm just not. I never was.
Man, Jokic in that series would put up some pretty insane numbers, man. I mean, so would KD and Kyrie, though he would also put up insane numbers, but I think Jokic would put up some, like,
I think that's a good matchup 40, for
20, and 15 numbers.
I think that Boston team has done enough to earn this spot, but is also flawed, but is also looking at the East.
This feels like a survey that might have been taken a week ago.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
But Boston, it's more of who's going to knock them off. I mean, Milwaukee seems to be in just a weird spot right now altogether. And then Brooklyn is much like the Clippers. Great run of regular season play lately. But I think they have to kind of go
out. The Clippers?
And earn, no. I'm saying Brooklyn, much like the Clippers, still have to show it to me. Still have to earn it a little bit. So.
Yeah, fair.
What else do we have?
Best game of the season.
Best game of the season. Luka's 60-point triple-double.
That'll do it.
So this best game, because of the other ones on the list, it's not like best individual performance. It's like most entertaining game. I don't think Luka's game was that entertaining.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
All right.
Denver's overtime win over the Suns, Christmas Day.
That was a
Donovan
hell of a game.
Mitchell didn't get in there?
He got third. Mitchell's 71 points.
Performance probably, to me probably should have been number one. I thought
it was to win the game, and it was almost a triple double. People kind of gloss over that part.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah,
who knows? Whatever, you can argue that one all day.
Did Luka's post game comment after that game?
What he needs a beer,
that,
probably
the post game beer or the what do you call it?
Yeah. Wow, look at this one. What has been the best play of the season? Luka Doncic intentionally missing a free throw wins. That's a good play, even though it's like not that cool to watch.
Yeah.
Right, but it's a great play.
But number two, Aaron Gordon's and one dunk on Landry Shamet. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, on Christmas.
On Christmas to win the game.
People loved that Christmas Day game. That was a great game.
It was a great game.
Great game.
It was a great game. And really, honestly,
that was a fun game.
You know, there are moments that register on your local scale in the local bubble, and then there's just the, oh, everyone saw that. And that was the
recovery
ladder.
Beer. That's what you need. I need one of those right now. Based on what you've seen so far, which team made the best personnel moves last summer? Cleveland, the runaway winner. Probably the right choice there.
Okay.
It's a good team in Cleveland.
Utah, still getting love for those trades.
What a rebuild.
As they trend towards the number one pick. Boston, Denver, getting some votes.
I like it, though. That is nice, man.
What has been the most surprising storyline of the season? Right above that, Brooklyn's bounce back, Sacramento's ascension, Golden State's inconsistency, Minnesota struggles, Indiana's start.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't care.
Which rookie has been the biggest steal? Andrew Nemhard, Walker
he's been
Kessler,
great, by the way.
Benedict so Mathurin.
Indy going from, oh, this is a fun spot in the rebuild to, oh, this team's good. Like, not great, but good.
I think Tari Eason got a vote down there as well, and he would be on my list, man. That guy's good. He really is good. Athletically, he's just so dominant.
Let's get to the ones that matter.
Okay.
Who is on track to win MVP this season?
Oh, baby.
This is close. I mean, 43% to 40%. How many votes is that?
Wow.
Separating, like one or two?
One. Just one.
One. Luka, 43%. Jokic, 40%. It seems like a two-horse race right now.
Man, two-horse race.
And, you know, I really
do. That's my list, too, by the way.
Me, too. And Luka is up to some stuff that we just watch Jokic do. You know, how is that team as competent as they are? I'm in no mind to dismiss what Luka's up to this year. It's awesome.
Also, they're the four seed, man. That's impressive. Yeah, it's really impressive. KD, by the way, only got one vote. This has to be old. This has to be like they asked it too early or something, because KD, to me, is the third vote.
But he's not going to win it now because he's out.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
He's not going to win it. Steph's out.
Rookie
of the year and defensive player of the year, whatever.
How's Jaren Jackson second? That guy's winning it, man. Get out of here with Brooke Lopez. Come on. He's good.
Sixth man of the year. Meh.
Yeah, who cares?
Most improved. Pass.
Okay.
Coach of the year.
Wow.
What is Mike Malone going to have to do to win coach of the year?
He'll just never get it.
Coach a different team.
Yeah, he'll just never get the consideration. But you know what? I mean, maybe there's something to be
Jacque
learned
Vaughn,
from that.
I mean, he's got the storyline going for sure.
I mean, Jacque has a pretty phenomenal narrative resume case thing right now.
Man, clutch player of the year. No votes for Yoke. No votes for Murray, who has a game winner. Doncic has 47%. Seems fair.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's no parameters for this award.
Yeah.
What are we voting based on?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, Luka has this because he threw the ball off the rim and got that.
Yeah, he's actually been bad in fourth quarters this year, so that's a little bit of a weird one. Yeah.
But, you know, Jokic is...
I feel like it should be
Shea. We know how good he is in crunch time, but he's a few years removed from that ridiculous game winner stretch.
My prediction...
Doesn't Shea have like three game winners this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It should be Shea. Be
my prediction for chat. This is it's going to come down to who hits the biggest shot over the last month of the season
true.
On a national TV game.
It's so
TV
true,
game.
Man. It's so true.
The biggest slash most important shot.
It's Monte Morris. Oh, my God.
All right. Player rankings. Here we go. Who has been the best point guard this season? Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Point guard. Okay.
Okay.
Shooting guard, Donovan Mitchell.
That's wild that he's the number one shooting guard, but okay.
Small forward, Jason Tatum.
Oh, you'll love it. He's over Kevin Durant. I mean, what's going on, man? I swear these are weird.
It might have been from a couple weeks
ago. Also, Tatum has had a pretty awesome season.
Yeah, but it's KD is over him. KD's also had an awesome season.
Best power forward, Giannis.
Okay.
Best center.
That seems right.
Nikola Jokic.
Oh, you know what happened? KD got a little bit of power forward. Yeah, he got split. Mm. That's what happened.
Need to
Jokic 86%, Embiid got 14%. There's still a handful of these dumbass Embiid people.
Yeah, I mean, what would be the case?
I don't know. I feel like it's getting more and more like consensus.
I mean,
consensus.
Listen, it's not like it's hard to measure, but electric, dominant. You know, those are words I would ascribe to Joel Embiid.
These next two though are the biggest ones. Best international player, Nikola Jokic. Leads 38%, Giannis 34%, Luka 28%.
So what you notice on this poll is there's not a best player in the NBA, but by the result of this section, it's Jokic.
Yeah,
because he's above Luka.
Also, you could argue that question is the same question right now.
Man, you know what?
No, that's what I'm saying. It is. Yeah. That's who's the best player in the NBA.
KD would be in the conversation. For this season.
Right.
And that's about it. Maybe Tatum. Some people would throw Tatum in there.
Some sure would.
Best passer in the league? Who do you guys think it was?
I'm going to go with Mr.
Harden?
Jokic.
Nikola Jokic gets 65% of the vote. Think about all the great passers.
Right.
LeBron, Luka, Chris Paul, Halliburton. Nope. Jokic gets 2/3 of the vote. Unbelievable. I love it. That probably does it. We have a miscellaneous one. Most underrated player. Nobody really pops up here of note. Toughest player to guard. KD gets number one, forces you to make adjustments. Steph got number one, Luka 2, Jokic 3.
A lot of that too. Well, these are media. Sorry, never mind.
Best home court. Denver came in third. Can you guess who came in first and second?
Memphis?
Nope.
I'm looking at it.
Golden State and Boston.
And Boston.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, man. Golden State, I do not think has a great home court advantage. That is not a very loud arena.
You think? Oh, the new one?
I was there for 3 games in the playoffs. It's not a very loud arena.
Oh, it was
arena.
Singer. It tells you who it was. It was Singer on here, so he was the representative out of Denver. Well, there you go.
We could probably go through. Should we go through and identify who voted for Joel
Embiid?
No,
we should not.
You don't want
to? No, let's not do that. It probably was the guy from Philly, though. You're right. If this survey came out and the local beat reporter and there were 0 votes for Joel Embiid, like, you know, Embiid would have been like, bro.
I know.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
It would have been uncomfortable. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, though, I got some. This thing dropped in our lap. We thought it'd be fun to kind of walk through with you guys. I got some Jokic. You know, he's tied with Carmelo Anthony right now in games played. You start to look. It was one of those things that makes you hop on Basketball Reference and look at the record books. I got some record books for you guys to auction off on the other side.
Oh, I'm so good at auctions. The trick is to have money left over. Right?
There you go.
Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR. Make sure to pick up some of that Broncos Country Pale Ale. It's got that Broncos logo on it.
Or
you can make the smart decision.
There we go.
And pick up the latest release from Breckenridge Brewery. You see it right there in the bottom left corner of the screen. Look at that beautiful can. Look at that beautiful, beautiful can.
It actually is, unironically, a sick beer can that I want as a piece in my house.
Yeah. Got the skyline on it.
Retro.
Got the beautiful mountains on it. Got the rainbow on it. So pick some of that up at your local liquor store, at your local grocery store. If you don't know where to get Breck Brew, check out the Breck Brew Beer Locator on their website. That will tell you where to get Breck Brew closest to you. Breck Brew is the official beer of DNVR. Broncos season, Av season, Nugget season. Make sure you're drinking Breckenridge Brewery. Also at DraftKings Sportsbook, guys, right now, NFL Wild Card Weekend is coming up. The NFL picture or NFL playoff picture is locked in. My go-to place for wild card round action is DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, right now, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wild card round this weekend.
Make a bet. Still sweat.
Lose the bet. Get your money back. It's as simple as that. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code DNVR. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on the NFL. Get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
All right. You guys remember the old action? Let's get to the action here. You guys each have $100 to spend. You have to outspend each other.
It's a lot of money.
And there are 10 items up for sale. 10 items. Now, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
You don't know what any of these are going to be.
I don't.
So you have to just go blind here as they arrive. Do you want to spend your money on it?
Yes. How many items are there?
There's 10.
Okay.
I just have that. Okay. 10.
Nice. Yeah.
It's one,
like
thanks
that.
For paying attention
Come on, pay
here,
attention,
vote.
Minimal math.
Cool. Number one on the item block. You guys could play around, by the way, in the chat if you're buying these things. Jokic becomes the all-time leader in games played with the Denver Nuggets. That honor currently is held by Alex English with 837. Jokic is at 564.
Hmm. Under 300 to go.
Yeah, but 300 is about five more seasons. Of fully healthy seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
$10, please.
I'll go up $15.
I'll go to 20 because this is happening.
Yeah, I'll go 25.
Oh, man. You guys going early.
Win's right, but I can't go to 30.
Sold to win for... $25.
I'll take it, baby.
It is going to happen. I think you're right.
I'll take
it. I honestly feel more confident than ever that I think we get at least five more seasons of Jokic and he'll surpass that number.
Let's go.
Number two on the autumn block. Jokic becomes the all-time leader in points. Alex English currently at 21,645. Jokic at a little over half of that at 11,289. He's now scoring $25. He's scoring 25 a game.
$1. I'll start the bidding.
He's going to go at $1. Is this going to go for cheap?
He is at a different scoring rate now, right?
Yeah.
He could finish this a lot stronger than he started it.
Correct.
What do I have to lose? $5.
$5. This one does feel like a long shot, though.
You can have it.
Really? For $5? That's a great value.
If your bet hits, though, I think my bet hits, too.
And also,
I don't know, man. Jokic might go into this late-stage career version of self where he's just averaging 13 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists.
There is the chance that Jokic does hang around in a 13-point-per-game role.
Right.
I mean, we don't think that'll happen, but you never know. Like,
I don't...
If it's on like a great team that he enjoys playing with,
like,
you know...
What about an... 18, 12, and 12 roll.
Yeah, of course. That's a lot of points. Even 16, you know, something like that where you're a high impact 16, but you're just a passer. I could see it.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. What do we? He's going to average 25, 26 this year, somewhere in there. What do you think he averages next year?
Probably about the same.
What do you think he averages the year after that?
Probably about the same.
29 years old. And then after that?
Probably about the same.
So we think he has this year plus three more of scoring 25 a game. That alone would vault him up there
That's
to now big. You're in striking distance. And then it's just a matter of do you play two or three more years at a 20-point per game or 18-point per game. Like, to me, I actually think this is more likely. It's just the longevity. It's going to take time to get there. But I honestly look at this and I go, I don't know. I think it was a good buy for $5?
For $5. There's just like the 1% chance that he just stops shooting for the rest of his career at some point.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He makes it every time he shoots. Here's the other thing. Jokic is having a career year in efficiency. What is the odds that that goes up next year? Every year it
Probably
goes
pretty
up.
Pretty good.
We're always like, well, this is the peak. Next year he'll be worse. What if next year he shoots 70%?
Yeah.
I get
it's on
mad
the table.
Every time he
for sure.
So it's on the table. Jokic to have the best box plus minus ever in a season in NBA history.
Oh, in a season.
Guys.
What about career?
No, in just for as a season. This currently belongs to Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, I was going to say, right season, now?
He is currently averaging, but I mean, it's a razor's edge, right? Like, it's always right there. He's currently averaging the best box plus minus of all time for this season at 13.72. He's LeBron James, 13.24. It's actually kind of a big gap now that I think of it. What are the odds that his box plus minus stays this high?
High.
100%.
We're AJ, baby.
Oh, my God.
He's all really right. going up.
So what are
here?
We betting here?
$20.
First of all, is this a big deal? If Jokic has
it
the
should
number,
be a massive, massive deal.
Jokic, the last two seasons, his MVP two seasons, had the fourth and fifth. Actually, it was the third and fourth at the time. Third and fourth best box plus minus seasons ever.
I mean, the best timeline is when just 1 through 10 is just Nikola Jokic.
Look, man. There is a chance he has the, if he has like five of the top
seven. I'll take
seven
one
all
through
time,
five.
Right now it's number one though, guys.
The only thing is this stuff is gonna it all gets bundled in with the cries of Vorp from Philly.
And who cares? So
no, no, no. I'm just saying, like, it's effing awesome. By the end of it, I've got a feeling it's all gonna be so self evident that we don't need
I
to
love
use
it. I love it.
Stats.
So who wants to buy this one? You were at $20?
$20.
I will bid $25.
Wow. Wins to see something he likes and he's willing
now
to go all in.
Now I'm going to go. I'll make it hard for you, Adam. $28.
I'll bet 30. I'll go $30.
Wow. There's a lot more.
Well, I'm going to wait now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm
going
to end up with $80.
Sold to win. You're going to end up with all kinds of money.
You don't remember, vote. You don't get to take your money home.
It always sounds so appealing.
All right. Next one. Jokic to have another perfect triple double. Another triple double on 100% shooting.
$20.
Yeah, this is a lock.
$20.
You think it's going to happen? It's only one player has done it
no
three times.
He bought that one for 30. I'm still at 95. He's at 45.
Yeah, you did the wrong guy.
You bet 20. What am I at?
You're at $45.
I guess I got to hold out on this one.
Wow, you could have done that one for a little bit less there. Sure, man, you are bad at auction.
I'm not lying.
You are really bad
I'm
at auction.
Up here. I'm panicking.
All right, Jokic this season, over 22.5 triple-doubles. His last year was his career high, 19 in a season. He's currently at 11. Is he going to maintain this triple-double pace throughout the entire season? 22.5.
I was looking on Twitter today, apparently he's got to average like 10.2 rebounds the rest of the way to average a triple-double this season.
Assists, right?
Yeah, assists. 10.2 assists.
Man.
That seems very doable.
It seems very doable.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That would be so fun. Can you imagine number one box plus minus, average a triple-double, break the record of volume scoring efficiency, number one seed.
Have another 2,000, 1,500 season. Like, these are the things we need.
Oh, my God.
To ensure the third straight MVP.
It's going to happen.
$5.
Is that all we want for this triple-double one?
$10. Wind's broke right now, so.
$15.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot for the triple double. But you know what? I want sick ones. So $20.
All right, have it.
Oh, vote gets it. All right, now vote has three items. All right, you've taken it. Next one up, Jokic to get 200 career win shares. This is cumulative.
Nerd.
He is almost at 100. And just so you know, only 15 players ever have gotten to 200 win shares. So is he about halfway through his win shares? And also for reference, he's going to have his third straight season of 13 win shares. I believe it's his third straight season. Is he going to get another 100? He'd have to play at this level for 10
I
more
have,
years.
Like, no frame of reference for this.
I don't think this. I don't think this one's going to happen. All the players that got this are guys that played like 20 years.
Is he going to play 20 years? Hell no.
So nobody wants this for a dollar.
No, I'm good. I think I'm at 55 now, by the way, Kale, just so you know.
Kale's struggling with his math. All right, nobody wants it. All right, here's the next
Unclaimed.
One.
Unclaimed.
Unclaimed. Jokic to get a statue built at outside Ball Arena.
It's $55.
You can have it.
You're putting too much in the
trade. Can I make it 20?
You're putting too much faith in the ownership.
$20.
$20 sold to vote.
One I actually have the least faith about out of
I
all
know.
Of these.
It also would be weird if he's the only statue.
He's getting a statue.
Yeah, in like 100 years.
Well, that's a good point.
We're going to be all dead, and the Nuggets are going to be like, oh, we should probably do a stat. All
right, here we go. Next one.
It's going to be in front of the practice facility.
Jokic over 23.5 assists in a game. That was a record. 23 assists is a Denver Nuggets franchise record in assists. Can he get 24?
In his career, yes, he will get this.
At some point in his career, he'll have 24 assists.
He will get this.
He had 16 last game.
Yeah, that's another 8, though. It's math.
How much did you bet win?
5.
This would be such a sick record to get.
I'm going to say, I'm going to leave it.
Oh, I love it, Win. I love that one for you, Win. That'd be such a cool one to win, man.
Thank you so much.
No,
I do not want to buy Zeke Nagy stock.
Jokic over 12.5 field goal attempts in a 100% field goal game. He has 11 of 11 in a game.
Oh.
Nene has 12 of 12 in a game. Will Jokic ever go 13 of 13 in a game?
$15.
Really?
You can have it. That's too tough.
Oh, he's doing it.
13 is so hard, man. That's really tough.
He's doing it.
That's too hard.
I want him to own every record.
This is a Jokic record waiting to happen.
It does feel like it.
Oh, you want to talk about unprecedented high volume efficiency? Let me see. Let me run down Jokic. I'm good.
Yeah, he's going to probably do that.
I got it for 15. I'm so bad at this.
You are so bad because now we're down to the last one. We're down to the last one, and Wind has the money if he wants it or not. Nuggets over 57.5 wins in a season in the Jokic era.
Yeah, give that to me. 40.
$20. You honestly think that'll happen?
I think it might happen this year.
The pace they'd have to be on is like they'd have to increase their pace.
I think you saw in my 20 predictions for 2023, I think the Nuggets are about to go on a 10-game winning streak.
You know what's funny, man? Let's do this real quick.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's look at the schedule here. I know that. that's why the prediction was good. Because I read it and I was like, I don't know. They've got Phoenix tomorrow. Phoenix is down bad. It's in Denver.
On the second night of back-to-back, the Suns are.
Oh, my God. So Denver should win that one. Then they're at the Clippers. Who are melting down. But the Clippers will want revenge. I think that's a tough game, but I think Denver can win it.
The Nuggets own the Clippers, man.
I want them to continue
the
to
Nuggets
own them.
Look at the Clippers and are like, child, please.
So they got three wins in a row.
Pride,
if you get the Phoenix, that's 4. And if you get the Clippers, that's 5. After that, you've got Orlando at home. All right. Off with rest. Okay. That should be 6. After that, you get Portland at home. Again, you get a day off and then you play Portland. That's a tough one. But come on, man. Denver should beat Portland. But also, Portland's kind of reeling right now.
Yep.
Portland's on a little bit of a slide. That's 7. Second, then you have a back-to-back. It's a home back-to-back. There's no travel, but a back-to-back nonetheless against Minnesota, who's had your number. That's maybe the toughest game in this entire stretch. They get that one, though. They get to 8. After that, Indiana. You get a little rest, then you play the Pacers. Another tough one, but Denver, it's at home.
A game they should win.
A game they should win. And then after that, it's Oklahoma City.
Another game they should
win. That's 10 games. I think they're going to be favored in 10 consecutive games.
They should be. The scariest one is either the Clippers game on the road or the Minnesota game on the second night of a back-to-back.
Which is currently...
And the Timberwolves are playing better now, too.
It's also Denver's longest running losing streak. Active losing streak.
And they just have guys now. Like, I'm telling you, the thing is you'll get Jeff Green. I just think they're going to have bodies. Like, if you do have to end up sitting out a Jamal on one of these nights, that means Christian Brown moves into the rotation. I like it. Like, honestly, here's the thing. If they lose Murray for one of these games, and now you're going to start Bruce Brown and play that way, like play your defensive lineup. That's the lineup that beat Memphis. That's the lineup that has a bunch of good wins. You can get that done against Minnesota. In fact, I kind of like it against Minnesota. And then if you play, and then your bench, you know, you just add more size and defense in the second unit. I like it. You've got, I just think that Denver right now is in such a good spot where I look at even a tough schedule and I go, yeah, but they got bodies right now, more than ever.
They do have bodies. They're deep. The bench is on the up and up. I've never had more confidence in the Nuggets bench than I do right now.
Man, 10-game win streak would be so sweet.
It'd be great, man. Imagine 10 games from now.
Oh, Nuggets would be number one by like 2 games probably.
Imagine another survey 10 games from now.
I think they're kind of due for a poor process game, but on the other hand, they might have
just won it last night.
There's no question. That was it, man.
We'll see if they can get right back on it. The other thing about this Nuggets team, too, is I know it sounds so dumb, but I really mean it. I'm encouraged by tougher stretches of schedule. It brings sharper basketball out of them. Yeah. Their losses this year are like, I mean, I don't know. I just like, oh, they have to get up for this game. That makes me feel better about Denver's chances. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, I thought that was fun. Little auction, and then just looking at the schedule here, you know, we're in a good spot right here with the Nugs. Let's take a break. On the other side, I want to do a little trivia between you two guys, because I think you guys will struggle with it more than you anticipate.
Perfect.
But nice. It'll lead to some like revealing answers.
Oh,
into
it.
Okay,
nice,
nice. Alrighty,
guys, the Game Time app. It's the hottest new ticketing app. Makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. So if you need Nuggets tickets, Avalanche tickets, if you're going to need Rockies tickets this summer, if you need tickets to concerts or shows, use the Game Time app. But use our link in the description, YouTube description. If you're listening to this as a podcast, it's in there too. Concert shows, sporting events, Game Time is your go-to. Don't be messing around with all those other third-party sites comparing and contrasting prices. Just use Game Time. They've got these great last-minute price drops. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through Game Time and through the link in the description. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. Game Time, concerts, shows, sporting events. Game Time app is your guys' go-to. Illegal Pete's. We love Illegal Pete's. I might go get Illegal Pete's right after
I'm
this show.
Really?
It's
hungry.
Right down the street.
Oh, I want some.
They've got a ton of different locations. They've got 10 in Colorado where they have happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. every single day. Illegal Pete's, it's our go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. The three B's.
It's my number one spot for buddies for sure.
Yeah, for
just,
sure.
If I'm looking for buddies, just Illegal Pete's.
Sometimes I find invite them. My buddies. You know?
You don't have
buddies. It's you guys.
Happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. every day. 10 Colorado locations. Endless options of fresh ingredients that can fit almost any diet or dietary restriction. Maybe you're on a new diet after the new year. New year, new you.
That's right.
Illegal Pete's is healthy. It's a lot healthier than those other chain burrito places. So check out Illegal Pete's today. Happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. every day at all 10 of their Colorado locations.
I ate two omelets today for lunch.
Two of them?
I'm so hungry, man. I'm so hungry. I'm doing hungry the thing right where now. You don't eat for 16 or 18 hours or whatever. Intermittent fasting. Yeah. I love it. But I just get really hungry that first meal.
I should try that.
It's effective, but you do get hungry.
You get like really hungry. Really I kind of like it though, man. I feel like, you know what it is like the last like 2-3 hours, you know, before you eat.
Yeah.
I feel like my hearing is heightened, you know, like my eyesight, my focus. You know what I mean? I become an animal.
Wow.
Like I'm hunting or something.
I either just that or like your body is slowly dying.
It's probably that. It's probably that last part.
Your body's like, Adam, I need food right now.
You're
like,
6'4".
Do you feel
if
this
I
way?
Shut
you
off, said you've done if it. If I enhance this guy's hearing, maybe he'll get the message.
I'm telling you, you really do kind of feel like almost spiritual. Like
the post-workout glow is amazing.
That's my favorite thing to do, actually, is you exercise on a very empty stomach. So you
that
haven't,
can't be healthy.
I think it is healthy, actually. I think it's actually really healthy, but I'm telling you, your body just feels so like, oh my God, wired and ready to go. I'm a machine right now.
Yeah.
Other than I'm dealing with this, like, you know, infection. All right, let's get to a little trivia here, guys. Put away your close that laptop. Wynn, I don't want you cheating over there, as you're known to do.
What?
I'm just kidding. I want you to list off in order, and we'll start this time with Wynn. The Nuggets players this season with the most made threes in order, and when you get it wrong, I'm going to stop you, and we're going to go over.
God.
We're going to switch sides. Who has the number one most made three total three-pointers made this season for the Denver Nuggets?
It's got to be Kenny Pope.
Kenny Pope is correct.
Yes.
81 made three-pointers. Very good job. You know, you keep it going. You got one right. Who's number two?
Number two, man.
It's going to take so long every time.
I'm going to go with Jamal Murray.
That's incorrect.
Oh,
that is incorrect.
Michael Porter Jr.
We're going to swing over now to Brendan Vogt. Who has the second most made total made threes this season?
Oh, but he missed a lot of time. Porter did. I know he gets them up more than everyone else.
It's got to be Porter.
What about Bones Highland?
It's Bones Highland with 80. So Kenny Pope has one more made three than Bones Highland this year.
That's crazy.
On... basically, here's the crazy thing. Basically, half the minutes. Kenny Pope has played 1,226 minutes. Bones has played 663. Bones does get him up. He does get him up.
Think about Bones' minutes. He gets him up. The ball's in his hands for 100%
of the time, yeah. And it also ends in a three a lot. 40.6%. But isn't that a little bit illuminating? And he, by the way, also missed like 2.5 weeks this season so far and comes off the bench and doesn't play that many minutes. There's a chance he leads the Nuggets in made threes this year off the bench.
I'd bid $100 on.
All right, number three.
MPJ?
The answer is MPJ. He's got 71. By the way, like Bones, he's only played 757 minutes this year.
Yeah.
Can you keep it going? Who's number four?
Bruce Brown.
Incorrect.
Fudge.
Goes over to wind again.
Oh, it's now
Jamal.
Jamal Murray. Yeah, yeah. And you want to round it out? See if you can guess the next three just for fun. After Jamal.
Forgot about Jamal.
I can't believe you're hesitating.
Bruce.
Then it's Bruce.
And then it would be Aaron Gordon.
Tied.
With Nikola Jokic?
That's correct.
I would think Aaron Gordon would have made more threes than
Isn't that Joker really wild? Jokic is 33 of 88. Aaron Gordon, 33 of 90.
Do you want a wind chime?
Yeah.
Do you want a wind chime?
Oh, yeah.
I believe, I have not confirmed this 100%, I believe Nikola Jokic has tweaked his pregame shooting routine and is now shooting threes pregame in a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this tweak happen?
Very recently. Last night was the first time I noticed it.
Oh, so this is an observation, not necessarily like a detail you was given.
But I mean, we've watched Nikola Jokic warm up for years. He never takes threes. He is going around shooting threes from like five different spots around the arc.
His three's looking pretty good lately.
He's feeling it right now. That's a big part of it.
I thought that was an interesting exercise just to show that Kenny Pope is right. Like Kenny Pope, Bones Highland, Michael Porter, and Jamal Murray are kind of bunched up.
Yeah.
But Kenny Pope and Jamal are on the court way more than those other two, and Bones being the guy that might lead him this year.
Yeah.
The volume, you're right that he gets him up, but when you can get him up at that volume, that's pretty...
What's his percentage at for the year?
40.6%.
There you go.
It's still
at 40? Getting them up.
Well, then shoot, man.
All right, let's do this one. We'll start with vote this time. What about three-point percentage? Who is number one on the NBA? I'm going to eliminate, by the way, the three players that do not qualify for this in any way are going to be Ish Smith, Jack White, and Peyton Watson. All of these, those three.
What about DeAndre Jordan?
DeAndre Jordan is the number one on this list. We'll take him off. He's one of one, but he also doesn't count. So, all right. Three-point percentage. Who has the best on the team?
It's Kenny P, right?
Incorrect. Oh, go over to Wind.
Wait, really?
Oh, I think I know who it is, actually. I think I know, but you have to get it. That's how it works.
It's not Kenny Pope.
It's not Kenny Pope.
I think I know who it is.
I'm shook right now.
You got to make a guess. Don't be looking at the chat. They're going to try to help you.
Mr. Dependable?
Davon Reed?
Yeah.
Not Davon Reed. I think he's also not counting in this.
It's Vlatko.
Yes.
Vlatko Chanchar is at 49.1%. Now, it's only on 57 attempts, but I mean, 28 of 57 is pretty good, even on small sample size.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm kind of buying it, man. His shot looks refined. It doesn't look like it has in years past. Like, he shoots it with confidence. He shoots it in rhythm.
He jumps really high.
He jumps high and the arc goes like through the rim. Like, I'm not buying he's 49%, but I am buying that he's like 38%+, which is really good.
I buy him from the corner. I just feel like that's going in if he's open.
Also, he has elite shot selection. Like, you'll never see him put one up where you're like, come on, man.
The guy behind us wanted it so bad last night.
Wanted what?
Him to put one up.
Really?
Shoot it! He wasn't.
He knew the percentages. Yeah. All right, number two.
You keep going, Vo. You got
I would have
this
had
one.
That right, by the way.
Okay.
Now it's Kenny Pope.
Yeah.
Okay.
After that.
I can't believe I said Mr. Dependable.
Who's third? You guys take too much time thinking.
Is it Bones?
No, it is not.
Michael Porter.
That's correct. 41%.
I thought he dropped.
He did drop to 41%.
Yeah, he had a bad night. I mean,
Matt Moore did this to me the other day. He's like, I'll bet he's below 40 now. And I'm like, no way, he's 41.
Sure, he was below 40.
Yeah, that's you guys realize he hasn't been that off. He's been like 3 of 8 a few times.
I just expect them to all go in.
Next, I will go Bruce Brown.
That's correct.
Then I will go Bones Highland.
That is correct. Yeah. Then after that.
After that, man.
Then it gets to Jamal Murray is after that.
Jamal 38%. Murray, Aaron Gordon.
Jokic and then Gordon. Mm. Yeah.
Jokic.
So kind of an interesting one again, just like, you know, like where the three-point shooting is coming from.
Oh, I'm so encouraged. I thought for sure Porter had dropped to 37 or something.
He will never.
God, he just hit so many of them.
Let's segue now over to rebounds per game.
Okay.
This is an easy one. Rebounds per game.
Nikola Jokic, number
one. That's correct.
Number two. Got to be Aaron Gordon.
That's correct.
Number three. Got to be Michael Porter Jr.
That's also correct. He's at 5.9. Number I feel like that number can go up too. I'm going to predict that he has a rebounding renaissance here over the coming weeks.
Number four.
Per game Bruce Brown? Numbers. I'll count it. It's DeAndre Jordan, but he doesn't play enough.
I feel like DeAndre Jordan should be in this because I was thinking about it.
Okay, all right. And then Bruce Brown after that. So we'll go over to you. Do you want to guess after Bruce Brown? It doesn't really matter. Rebounds there is one.
I was thinking Bruce. Like DeAndre Jordan was below Bruce Brown.
Does Jamal get all the way up there?
It's Jamal, man. Yeah, it's Jamal. So I thought that was an interesting one. How about this one? Let's do points per game. Let's just see how well you guys are locked in on this.
This is the least I've looked at stats ever, by
the way. I know.
This year. Because they feel less relevant. Points per game.
You should get the first one.
Jokic.
Yeah. He's right at 25 even, by the way. 25.0.
And then Jamal.
What would you guess he's averaging? It is Jamal.
Is it 18? 19?
18 and a half.
18? Mikhail Porter Jr.?
Nope.
Oh, cool.
Wind? It should be obvious if it's not MPJ.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. 16.6 and 16.2.
Oh, sick. Awesome.
AG's got to ramp that up if he wants to get in the All-Star game. Just a PSA to Aaron Gordon. You got to score a little more if you want to get in.
And number five?
KCP.
Bones Highland.
Oh, shit. Of course.
Bones Highland above KCP.
40% from three on eight attempts a game. seven attempts.
What's interesting, though, KCP is at 11.5 and Bruce Brown is at 11.2.
I feel like KCP should be shooting more. Bruce Brown should be shooting the same amount he is right now. Don't you feel like KCP should be getting more threes than he does?
Bruce Brown does seem to find shots, huh?
Well, he's the guy you leave open a lot of times.
Yeah, that's actually it. That's what it is.
I actually don't think KCP should change a thing.
I don't either, but I feel like a lot of games he's only making two or three triples.
All right, we're going to get crazy here. P-E-R. P-E-R.
Oh, perfect. Advanced. Who starts this one? Section.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
I don't care.
Jokic.
Yep. 31.9.
Okay. Got that one. Number two, P-E-R. I'm going to go Aaron Gordon.
Correct. 20.7, AG.
Number three, P-E-R. I'm going to guess that P-E-R hates Bones Highland. So number three, I'm going to go... KCP.
Incorrect.
Wow.
Jamal Murray. Wow.
It's Jamal Murray. I think you galaxy brained yourself on this one.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think you galaxy brained.
We both forgot Jamal, so there's that.
All right, then. Number four.
KCP.
Nope.
What? Michael Porter.
Nope.
God.
DeAndre Jordan.
Nope.
Bruce.
Nope.
Zeke Nagy.
Nope.
Christian Brown.
Nope. This is going to be a great one.
Michael Malone.
It is Bones Highland is number five in PER.
I thought PER would hate Bones.
That's what you would think, but it's no PER is more production than anything else.
You know what stat is really low on Bones? Just asking Nuggets fans about him right now. But like, there's kind of a so you true. Kind of take a step back and you're like, it's not that bad.
Anyway, you can cue that outro music, Kale. I thought this would be a fun one just to kind of go through. Like, there's some of these are a little illuminating, including the fact that we don't think of Vlatko Čančar as the number one 3-point percentage guy.
Starting to.
We don't think of Bones Highland as potentially leading the Nuggets in 3-pointers made. Like, part of this is Bones' threes come in bunches, man. They all happen in a row. Yeah. Whereas, like, Michael Porter just feels like he makes a lot of them, and KCP makes a lot of them. Like, Bones, they just all come, like, in two-minute spans, man. He'll hit three, four in a row. And it's pretty wild that he could lead the team this year off of the bench playing less than 20 minutes a game.
Bones Highland had an absolutely wild three-point attempt last night. Like,
he made one in a row.
Maybe the wildest of his career. But if he's shooting 40% on 7-8 threes a game, he has all of my permission to keep taking.
He has your permission.
Those shots. Yes.
I don't. You know what else is awesome about Bones? Doesn't give a shit about anyone's permission.
Yeah, that's true. It does remind me though of Michael Porter early on, where like the shots he were taking, we didn't love them, but he kept making them. And you're just like, at some point, I don't know, man. Like,
and now it's gotten to a point where Michael Porter can take any contested three, and we're good with it.
And you're like okay with it. And I think with Bones, like, there's other aspects of his game that I do think like are gonna have to come along. Like, this is not. I do think people like misinterpret sort of my defense of him. Because there are like real issues within like reasons that it's a roller coaster when he's on the court. But the issue I don't have with him is, one, the ball being in his hands as much as it is, because that's the design of the offense. And two, shooting 41% on this volume threes, like, man, like, that's a great. Yeah. I do think that there is. We suffered through Moutier, man. You remember 2 years? No, you remember 2 years of Emmanuel Moutier, where we would talk ourselves into like, hey, now he's only 3 of 16 tonight. But if you look, he had 3 assists and only 2 turnovers.
Good process.
There was good process on those misses tonight.
I just like that he's aggressive.
And Bones tonight, you're just in a different era. You're in a contend now era. And like, he's out here shooting 41% on the 5th highest volume of 3-point attempts in the entire NBA. And we're like, I don't know. The good, you can't separate. Like, the good, there's good and bad there. But just the good there is kind of wild, man. Yeah. Like, some of the stuff with him is just wild. The peaks are so high, the valley's so low.
The player is ridiculous. The production is insane.
It really is crazy. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We're back tomorrow. We've got the Suns in town on the second night of a back-to-back. We're hoping for another party.
Let's end the Sun season tomorrow.
Oh, let's do it, man. Somebody should show up. Actually, I'm going to give a little piece of advice before we get out. If you're at the game and you get to sit behind the Suns bench, you should just remind DeAndre Ayton that every good thing he does will be credited to Devin Booker. And every bad thing Devin Booker does will be blamed on DeAndre Ayton.
They don't love just you remind like Jokic him of that. Does.
They don't love you like Jokic does. Just don't remind ever forget, him of that. DeAndre. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.